I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G. Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, we're talking about the Kardashian-Barker wedding, the meaning of safe sex John Mayer, and a clarification on the alleged Jay Cutler affair, plus some intel on Paul Rudd, Austin Kroll, and Florence Pugh. We're discussing all of this and more with Kate Casey. Kate is the host of Reality Life with Kate Casey, devoted to unscripted television. 3 times a week, she interviews talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. She's an entertainment expert, and we're so happy to have her. Let's get started. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today I have, as a guest, someone whose podcast I just recorded, I think it was last week, and I had a blast. I had a blast talking with her. And so we're doing sort of like a podcast swap right now. And with me is Kate Casey. She is the host of Reality Life with Kate Casey, which is devoted to unscripted television. So your podcast really just breaks down the reality TV shows.
Reality TV and documentaries and docuseries. So anything about real people and real stories. So on one episode, I might do The Bachelor and Housewives, but the next episode might be the latest Netflix documentary on a cult leader or whatever. I mean, I've covered Tinder, Swindler. I just did The Deep End about a cult leader, Bad Vegan, all of those things.
Okay, great. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. Today is Tuesday. I don't know the date. I don't even know the month at this point. But I always like to say the day of the week that this is recorded, because in pop culture and celebrity news, so much could happen in a 48-hour period. So sometimes my information by the time the podcast comes out is a little off. So just like to point out when we record. So the first thing I want to talk about is a question I get asked all the time. And it's very hard to explain on Instagram. So I figured I'd just talk through it here. And it's the reason why people who've been following my account for a long time and myself called John Mayer Safe Sex. Really, his full name is John Safe Sex Mayer. But
I've seen that.
The followers have now just, I mean, the followers, God bless them. They like keep me laughing all day. Now they just shortened it to Safe Sex. And actually, I tried to explain it yesterday in my Q&A, and I didn't want to use the word masturbate. I don't know why. I just felt like weird saying it. So
right.
I described it that he likes to slap his salami. So then they started calling him salami king. So then I started getting emails, you know, and in the subject, it was like salami king and it was about John. So I just want to say, like, let's not let that nickname have legs. Maybe let's just stay with safe sex. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain why I call him safe sex. And I'm going to read a DM that literally like was one of the DMs that originated the name. So somebody sent me a message 2 years ago and it said, I've heard the same thing. He took a friend into his tour bus and jacked off while watching her. Security came in after and gave her a towel. And I said, he jacked off on her? And they said, yes. And I said, to be honest, I feel like his commitment to safe sex should be applauded.
It's admirable.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So John Mayer, and this is very dated information. I don't want to say that this is what he does now, and I don't even actually know how true this is. But allegedly, there was a time when John Mayer was touring, and girls would come back to the tour bus or his green room, and his choice of hooking up was to pleasure himself while they undressed in front of him, or maybe did like a sexy dance. I feel like I've heard that one before. So I kept getting, you know, a bunch of messages that echoed this same sentiment. So I was like, John, safe sex Mayer. Like, he's hooking up with girls. He's, you know, he's pleasure, you know, he's getting pleasure from it, but he's not having sex with everyone who steps on his tour bus. So, you know, good for him for being safe.
Admirable. Absolutely. I can't even imagine the amount of women that he's confronted with all the time. It reminds me, I interviewed this one director of a show that was called Rock of Love with Bret Michaels. Do you remember this show? It was like a long time ago. But
yes,
he said that they had to teach Bret Michaels on the show how to date because he just had groupies. So like they're like, you got to ask her, like, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you do? And he's like, what do you mean? And I just think that there's access to them at any point. It's a very strange life.
Exactly. So which I think a lot of celebrities and rock stars, you know, sex to them is like a handshake. So that's why I always
do you find him attractive? I mean, I get to some degree because I think he's funny and self-deprecating, which I find attractive. But if you strip away the fact that he can play guitar, I don't know. Would you pick him out of a lineup? Would he be somebody that you would have been interested in high school or college?
For me, yes, personally, because his height and like his thick, wavy, sort of floppy hair is my, you know, type.
That's your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know him personally and I don't know what his personality is like besides how he is front facing. So yeah. I can't say what, if I met him face to face, if I would feel the same way, because right. Don't you ever have those instances where you're attracted to someone? Well, I think you're married. So
I'm married with 5 kids, but yeah. I'll tell you one person I met that I was like, wow, I didn't think that person would be attractive, but they are. Tom Schwartz from Vanderpump Rules. I was like, this guy's so hot.
Okay. Can I just tell you that I had Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval on my Spotify live show last night, and Tom Schwartz
very
was
charming.
So cute that I was like, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
He was so cute. And the things that he was saying, I was kind of like swooning.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, like what's happening? But if anyone listening who's into Tom Schwartz, like please listen to that episode and let me know if you like felt the same way or if I was just like, I also was like, I like smoked a little bit before I recorded and I have a medical marijuana card. So it's like medicine, but I smoked a little bit before I recorded. So maybe everything he was saying was just like so amplified because of that. But I was like, wow,
no,
this
he's
guy
charming.
Is, yeah.
And very handsome in person. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So also back to John quickly. He was at his best friend Jordan's birthday party in Palm Springs this weekend. And people had seen him and identified him. And there was a picture of a dinner from the weekend, the birthday party weekend. And sitting at the table was this girl named Delaney. Now, she has a TikTok account that I follow. I don't know. Okay. She does like skits and stuff. She's a comedian. She does skits and she's pretty funny. And I kept getting these messages like Delaney was sitting next to John Mayer. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, who cares? But then somebody sent me who she was and I realized I follow her and I enjoy her content. So now I'm invested. So there's a picture of Delaney from the weekend in someone's hotel room.
Oh, boy.
And on the shelf, an Eagle Eye fan noticed that on the shelf in the hotel room, there was a souvenir from John Mayer's 40th birthday party.
When did he turn 40? Like recently?
No, I think like 4 years ago. So it's not her room. My point is it's not her room. She wasn't at his 40th birthday party. So the reason why this is interesting is because, and tell me if I'm losing you at any point, because I feel like it's kind of confusing. The reason I find this interesting is because people were messaging me that Delaney and Jordan, John's friend, were actually hooking up. And people were also messaging me that Delaney and John, there could be something there. So I'm now invested because I follow her and I enjoy her content. So now I'm like, okay, well, who is she? Is she hooking up with John? Is she hooking up with Jordan? Now, separately, I heard that Jordan had invited other women to the birthday weekend who weren't there. So was Delaney, like, if Jordan is involved with Delaney, was she like a second invite after maybe like his first choice declined? Or what is, you know, it's just, I need to know. Now I need to know.
Here are my two questions quickly. Jordan, tell me what he does for a living.
That's a really good question. I think he does something in the entertainment industry. Like all John Mayer fans know who he is.
So he's doesn't live in Palm Springs. He was just there. He's a jet setter. He's flying here and there. So they're both of the same archetype. They're probably around beautiful women all the time, access to parties, etc. Now, Delaney, where is she based?
LA.
Does she present herself as somebody who is more attracted to people that are funny or to people that have like a little bit of swag?
Well, she's a comedian, so I'm going
I'm
going
to say John Mayer. You've sold me that she's interested in John Mayer. That's what I'm going with. It sounds like given how you've explained it to her, to me, I think she would be more inclined to be interested in John Mayer. And I don't think that John Mayer would ever cross boundaries and hook up with somebody that Jordan did, because that seems like it would be weird to him at the age 44.
Well, I think this girl, Delaney, is friends with Jordan, but are they just friends?
I think they're just friends. And then she was like, I am definitely going to Palm Springs to hook up with John Mayer. But I do feel like, given your ability to sleuth information, I think that you could DM her and ask her a very superficial question. And she will be so delighted that you reached out to her that you strike up a conversation. And based on those context clues, you could get to the bottom of this.
I think that there's no chance in hell that she would give me a straight answer. No chance in hell.
Okay. Should I be in charge of this?
Yes. I need help. So yes, let's let's tag team this situation.
I'm gonna tag team that. Yeah, okay. I'll get to it. I feel like people invariably tell me way more than they should know. And I think that's because I'm disarming, because I'm married with children. They're like, she doesn't really care. She's not gonna tell everybody.
Okay. And
sometimes I will and sometimes I won't, but in this case, I'm very happy to fall on the sword for you.
Wow, gosh, nobody's ever like offered themselves up like this. Like, I'm really flattered.
Well, it's because
thank you
I
so
feel
much.
Like we're both from Philadelphia, so that's why I'll do it for you.
Okay, Philly girls have to stick together. I feel you. Okay, well, so that story's still developing, and Kate's gonna help.
I will
try to figure it out.
Wait, I'm just figured out I want to do it.
What?
This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach out to her and I'm going to say, can I have you review a show for me? And I'm going to ask her a romantic show. And then in the buildup to her beginning to review the show, I'm going to ask her about her status and what she's looking for and if she's had recent hookups that are memorable. Done. and a story.
We got okay. I okay. love that. I like that angle. Because then if she even is like, I mean, listen, if you hooked up with John Mayer last weekend, that's pretty fucking memorable.
That's all she's going to want to talk about, for sure. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm still in a phase. Like, I totally hooked up with this amazing guy. I'm going to go, tell me about him. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised how much she'll tell me. Next thing you know, she's like, can you officiate the wedding? It'll be crazy.
Okay. I can't wait to see how this unfolds. The next thing that I just want to clarify is something I fucked up on. Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Do.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know that.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the buttenders. Mm. You like what they did
there? Yeah, I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame. All under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself every time we record this podcast. Under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. So basically in my podcast last week, or 2 weeks ago, I think, I read a DM about Jay Cutler cheating with the wife of Justin Timberlake's best friend. Okay. So everybody's messaging me and they're like, is it Trace? Is it Trace? And I'm like, no, it's not. Okay. So
poor Samantha Robertson. She's like, No,
this is my fuck up. The person who sent me the DM wrote Chase instead of Trace.
Wow.
So I thought the friend's name was Chase, but it was a typo. So it was actually Trace because somebody messaged me and they were like, it's Trace. And I was like, wait, look at this DM I got. And then I was like, dingbat. Like they made dingbat, like to not question it. They made a typo. So unfortunately, well, I think it is Trace.
In fairness to all parties, I'm assuming that most people that live on that suburban street have names like Chase, Trace, Kaden, right. Camden,
yes.
Jay and K. So that's fair.
Yeah. It was like a very easy mix up. Like the names rhyme. You know what I mean? So I thought to myself, she just mixed up the name. And I've been telling everyone that it's not Trace. And then Not Skinny But Not Fat, Amanda,
posted
that it was Trace. So Amanda messaged me and she's like, you keep telling everyone it's not Trace and everyone. And I know, it's, you know, can you straighten this out? And I this was after I realized that there was a typo and I fucked up and I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like I made a mistake, but I didn't want to just post about it. So I thought I would just like tell you guys here that.
So I need to take back poor Samantha Robertson because it sounds like she did actually have an affair, correct?
Is that Trace's wife's name?
Yes.
Allegedly, that's who it is. Yes.
Can I tell you, I've always thought from afar, and back me up if you agree with me, it seemed like if I go back in the archives of my brain, that Kristen Cavallari was with Jay Cutler for 10 years. I'm going to say, what, 2010 to 2020 maybe. I felt like, and maybe it's because she was pregnant part of the time or most of the time, but I felt like she went into a cave. Like she was at home making like banana bread, right? And then all of a sudden she found her wings and then she's like free as a bird and making Uncommon James and going on TV and all this stuff. Was he paralyzing her in some way emotionally? Was he, did he want her to be not subservient, but like away from the media? Was there some sort of dynamic to the relationship?
You know, I don't know. I could just speculate. I don't think he wanted her to be away from the media because she wasn't. Remember, she made a, didn't she make a cameo on The New Hills? The bitch is back. Remember that?
Yeah, but it was, it wasn't like a full commitment. I got the feeling he was like, you're a wife and you need to be at home with our children. Like, give up this dream. Not give up this dream, but like this dream that you've had, it's, you need to change it up because you're a wife and mother now. That's just kind of the sense I got. So when this rumor came out and she said, I want nothing to do and this is way behind me, I get the feeling, and I could be wrong, but I'm just using my degree in armchair psychology here, that there is a freedom that she's enjoying outside of her relationship with him. And so I'm saying, if you're having an affair with him and at some point think to yourself, this could be somebody I'd like to actually marry, I need you to think about what she may have been subjected to for 10 years, because that does not seem like a good time.
That is a really, really, really good point. And basically what you're saying, him literally having sex with somebody's wife while on vacation in the bathroom while the husband is... Mm-hmm. allegedly outside says a lot about his character. So
for sure.
Yeah. That makes so much sense.
And that makes sense to me too, because I felt like when he was a football player, it was like, I play by my own rules. You guys can all fuck yourself. Like, I do what I want and when I want. And so it wouldn't surprise me that he would be as bold as to sleep with someone's wife when the guy is watering the lawn outside.
So he's a narcissist is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yes. So good for Kristen for getting a divorce. I hope she has a great life now.
Yeah. I mean, she seems to be doing great. I mean, Uncommon James has been, you know, that brand's been around for a really long time. And
yeah, it's cute. Good stuff. I like it.
It is cute stuff. And now she has a podcast with Stephen Coletti coming out.
And by the way, that guy, let's talk about hot. Delaney, if it doesn't work out with John Mayer, I would go for Stephen Coletti. For sure. He's really cute.
You think he held up, right?
Listen, I know you're never going to be able to marry anybody because you are behind a black wall. But if you were to ever show yourself in public and reveal your true name, I would say you should go for Stephen Coletti.
Really?
He is beyond. He is like...
Have you ever had him on your podcast?
No, it's weird. He wouldn't... talk. He didn't want to do any interviews for so long. That's why I was actually shocked he did this podcast with her. But I also feel like people are so nostalgic for those shows and they want to hear the talent's perspective all these years later that he came around to the idea. But I think he was one of those guys that it's like, I'm a serious actor now and I want to put that way behind me because it hinders my ability to get cast for roles because they're like, well, you're Steven from like the Laguna Beach surf shop. But he's really cute.
Yeah, but look at Jamie, who was on The Real World. She had a successful transition from being on The Real World.
I feel like people forget Jamie Chung. I feel like people forget she was even on Real World San Diego because only dorks like myself would remember that. You know what I mean? Like normal people in the world would probably meet her and think you're just an actress.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just needed to clear that up. So sorry about that, guys. Let's get into Courtney and Travis's wedding.
Okay.
Now, you know, I feel like a lot of it was publicized on Instagram, and that was great. We got to see a lot of the festivities. My most interesting takeaway was, where was Corey? Where was Corey? And, you know, we didn't see Rob, but we never see Rob. We never see Rob, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he could have been there just out of any videos or camera lenses. So, But Corey would have been front and center. And I think word on the street was that he had COVID.
Oh, that he had COVID. That's possible. But I also think that Courtney's all about family. And in for her wedding and first and only wedding, did she, like, I think her father and her mother's, like, even though her father's passed, like, their role in her life, she wants front and center. And that Corey as the boyfriend, like, they always seem to have some weird underlying thing. Like, I think that she would want him in the background if he were even there. Like, this is about me and my immediate family. Like, she seems to be the best at setting that boundary.
Right. So I asked one of my sources, and they said that he wasn't there allegedly in part because Courtney's kids don't really like him, and Courtney doesn't like the tension created when he's around them. So he's relegated to LA only. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there also was rumors that Courtney tried to institute a no romantic partners, spouses only rule in an effort to make both Scott and actually Kylie and Kim feel more comfortable. No one was supposed to bring anyone unless they were legally wedded to them. So no Travis. Mm. Which is fine because I hear that there's some stuff going on between him and Kylie right now. And mm-hmm. no Pete, which was sad because Kim obviously wanted him there. But Saturday Night Live was obviously an important final night for him. And Chris happily played along with the no Corey rule, and therefore no Scott. And obviously no Tristan either, no matter how much Chloe still wants him around at times. But they're all going to be on the LA list. And all of this would have been fine, but Kendall insisted on bringing Devin, and Courtney didn't feel like arguing.
Right. I think, again, she's really good at setting boundaries and ensuring that she seems to be the most nostalgic of all the kids, and that she would want her wedding to be family centered and everything that she would want it to be, right? Because she waited until she was 41 to get married. I also think that people who are engaged, this is my message to you. You're going to have a wedding. I like this implementation of the rule because you don't want to look back at your wedding photos, and you will, in like even within 2 years, maybe even a year, and go, I cannot believe they brought that asshole to my wedding.
I think it has to do exactly what you said in the beginning. It's family. Her just wanting to have immediate family around. And I also applaud that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. You know, and I think that it's interesting that all her siblings were able to abide by that, but Kendall. Like, I wonder why Kendall. I mean, besides the fact that they were in a beautiful location, of course you'd want your boyfriend there, but I wonder why Kendall didn't abide to that.
She kind of seems like the rebellious one anyway. Like,
No. She's not. It's Kylie. Kylie's the one who does whatever the fuck she wants. Yeah.
Well, she makes enough money. Wow. Okay, interesting. But you know what? It could be this one other thing, this other element is her boyfriend seems to be willing to be in the background, you know, like he's good for her in that way. Historically, I feel like their partners seem to like the limelight a little bit too much. I mean, he has his own successes, Devin, right? So maybe he was okay because he's able to be the wallpaper and not care.
Yeah, but I think Travis is kind of like that too. I feel like all the boyfriends besides Scott didn't really ever want to be,
but they're on the red carpet, they're on the show. Not Travis isn't on the show, but he, like, they'll take red carpet pictures. But have we ever seen Kendall in a red carpet photo with him? I don't know if we have.
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. I could be talking on my ass. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the point is, well, first of all, I didn't even know there was going to be another wedding until people started messaging me saying, do I think Scott's going to be invited to the LA wedding? Which my answer was no, 100%. Yes, of course he will be.
Why does she need to invite him to everything? It's like her life.
For the kids.
No, who cares? Sorry, kids. That's your father, but this is my husband. And I mean, it's not, you have to have set a boundary in some way. I don't think Scott would want to be at a wedding. Does he really want to do that? Unless he wants to be on like camera, but that seems weird. I would like to say that I thought that the wedding was very sentimental, and I wondered how much of their Armenian culture was infused, like the gold and the, you know, the veil. And I know like it was in Italy, but I feel like she's so tethered to their Armenian heritage. I wonder how much was in that wedding.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Like, we saw the dresses and we saw the pictures, but did we get any details yet? Were there cameras there? Like, are we going to get the exclusive details, or is there going to be a publication that has an exclusive? I haven't heard any of that yet.
Well, that's what is so great about Kardashians on Hulu. And there are people that in the world that go, I've just hit my limit. Like, I can't take anything more Kardashians. And I always tell them it's worth watching, because I think it's less campy than Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It feels more authentic. Mm-hmm. It's more about the relationship of the sisters. Mm-hmm. And it moves quicker in real time. Like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you'd see everything on social media, and then it felt like you were watching like old clips of something. This one, I think they've been very good about including some of the most personal moments on the show and doing a good job of keeping those moments from social media. So as much as we think we've been privy to the details of her wedding, I assure you that when they show it on the show, that you will feel like you were a guest at the wedding. That's why it's really well done.
Wow, that's like a great endorsement.
Yeah, it's really good.
I
watch a lot of shit. Trust me.
No, I know. Good. That's really what I'm good. Saying. That's like a really positive endorsement. And you know what? Yeah. I've only heard people enjoying the new show and great things about the new show too. So I believe everything you're saying. And but like, I can't co-sign because I haven't seen it yet. I want to wait till more's out so I could just binge through. Yeah. And I think they're still releasing new episodes, correct?
They are. And I think that they're releasing more episodes, but I assume this is going to be in the second part. And one last thing I'll say about that is that I get the sense that, like I said, that Courtney is very sensitive and sentimental. And I think that Travis is too. And so like one element is that they did the Santa Barbara courthouse, marriage license. And he invited his father and she invited her grandmother, who obviously she probably can't travel to Italy, but I think that when you watch the show, they'll go more into the explanation of all the personal details involved in every single event and how much it meant. Like, even to the point of her veil, having the picture from the top of his head from the tattoo on the veil, and then to find out that when he almost died in that plane crash, he had 70% of his body were covered with burns. So a lot of those tattoos cover up those burns, and every tattoo has a special meaning, and the way that she incorporated that into her veil, I think, is really quite sweet.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. It's like, looks like Ave Maria on the top of his head. It's right at the top. And that is the picture that you see in that intricate veil.
I had no idea what that was. I just thought it was like a beautiful, like you said, like an Ave Maria, or like some sort of Italian saint or something. Wow, that's so cool. I didn't know that. See, like, I haven't really seen any, like I said, articles being like, get all the details of the Kardashians. Like, I want to know, like, what they ate. Like, yeah. I saw them dancing, you know, but I just, like, want to know, like, all the details. Well, I'm sure we'll get them. So the next thing I want to talk about is Southern Charm.
You were with me on that ride when I did that interview with Dani Baird, and she confirmed that J-Lo or A-Rod was talking to Madison. That was like early on in your Instagram.
Yes, like, I do remember. She did that.
Yeah, she did that interview, and I asked her, so what did you think about all the rumors that it was like that A-Rod? She said, oh, well, I knew because she had talked about it all the time. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I thought I was going to get killed by a J-Lo sniper the following day. But listen, she ended up with Ben Affleck, so she's happy about it now. But this Southern Charm show has surprisingly brought so many good pop culture nuggets.
Yeah, and I want to say, like, Craig took the heat, really, for outing that
sure
on the reunion, but really, mm-hmm. Dani said it first to you.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, when I did that interview, she said it, and then so the episode dropped at midnight, and by 5 a.m., Queens of Bravo had posted, and it started getting into the news, and then by it was, like, 11 o'clock, it was on the cover of, like, you know, the posts online, and she was so rattled by it, she had not expected that. And she was getting calls from the production company and they wanted me to take down the episode. And she said, I don't feel bad about what I said because it's the truth, but I didn't think that, you know, I don't want to upset people. You know, she's like, she's much more sensitive than I am. And I was upset for her. So it was a weird moment. And I'm sure that you can understand this more than anybody else. It's like, you don't want to make your guest upset. So I took that clip out for, and it was like 4 hours later, Madison confirmed it. So then I put the clip back in, but she did not feel good about what happened after she said that in the interview. It was like overwhelming.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm surprised she let you keep it in. Well, she probably wasn't thinking.
Yeah, she said, I don't regret saying it. I don't want to. I think she was upset that the production company was upset because, you know, they want to keep the control of the narrative, right? Yeah, it was a wild moment. And that it really, you know, just there was like a fire after that. But, you know, like I said, like Ben Affleck is with J-Lo now. So she needed to get away from A-Rod. And if that's what had to happen, it had to happen, right?
Yeah, it was bound to happen anyway.
It was bound to happen anyway. You're right. Totally.
So back to Southern Charm. Somebody ran into Austin in the Bahamas. And I'm just going to read you the DM. It's not that bad, but it's just funny because he's obviously got drunk and started shit talking.
I love that. Oh, that's good. Okay, good.
Honestly, there's just so much about this encounter with Austin in the Bahamas. He's here for a wedding. His friend was so nice. He was so nice, yet cocky as fuck. Mm. He said Summer House only happened because of him and Bravo begs him to be on their show. He was trying to chill with Bravo fans. We bought him and his friend shots of tequila. He also said Summer House is the worst show on Bravo because all they do is get drunk.
I mean, I think there's some nuggets of truth in that, probably. I probably think they do need him and ask him all the time. Sure, I mean, he brought a lot to the show. I mean, listen, is he somebody that I would like my friend to date? Probably not, but he does make great television, so he's not wrong about that. I don't know if he, like, is the shining star of all stars that have ever been on the show. But yeah, he brought a lot to the show. But the part that I'm like, is like, you know, all they do is drink. It's like, so they do that on Southern Charm too. What is he talking about? He's always drunk. He wants to work in the beer industry.
I feel like on Southern Charm though, they do different activities. Whereas like every activity on Summer House, because it's the summer and they're in a summer house. Like that's what you do on the weekends, you know? Yeah. Shows them drinking at every activity. So I, you know, I do get it, but you're right. They are probably drunk a lot on Southern Charm as well. I just like don't like when did Austin become so polarizing? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he started off when he was on the show, the first season he was on, people really, really liked him.
I think it's because the majority of the viewers are women and that they were triggered when he started dating Madison and he was caught in a threesome and he just didn't seem to feel feel bad about it. I think that the female viewers get triggered by him because he's such a frat guy. You know, he doesn't seem to be wanting to grow up. And I think that is annoying. But then I think he has a girlfriend in real life now. So it'll be interesting how that plays out in the next season.
I think he has a girlfriend on this season, but I'm not 100% sure if they're still together.
What, can you blame her? I feel like, good God.
I mean, well, look at Shep. I mean, basically you just described Shep when trying to describe Austin. You know, I used to get so many sightings and encounters. I told you on your podcast.
You did. You said that.
Yeah. I used to get so many sightings and encounters with both of them. Not really Craig so much, but with Austin and especially Shep when he was single, to the point where I was just had to stop posting about them because it was just too much. But yeah. I think that Austin isn't always as people expect when they meet him in person. I think sometimes he's really nice and I think sometimes he could be a dick. And that's why I think he also is so polarizing to people. So I don't know. Be more like Craig. I feel like every time somebody meets Craig, they're like, he was so nice.
I think Craig is a legacy. So people feel like they've grown up with him. I think that people like Shep, or at least I know I do, because you get the sense that he has a life outside of this show, right? He has a great family. He's cerebral to some, you know, he likes to read books. He likes to be with friends and travel. But I think people don't like Austin because he's really leaned into this TV personality where once the show goes off the air, is he going to be doing signings at like the Boca Raton Barnes and Noble, you know, like 10 years from now? Like, I think that that's why they get so annoyed. They're like, he has an enormous ego for a TV personality.
Right. That's a good point. Well, I'm really excited to see the season. I hear it's really good. Who was your favorite Bravo Celebrity guest on your podcast?
Marlo Hampton was a total surprise. The one from Atlanta.
I love her.
She's not what I expected. She was like kind and warm and interesting and funny and open and all those things that in the earlier years, like she just seemed like so mysterious. And I thought she was awesome. I like Craig a lot from Southern Charm. I think he's a great interview and sweet. I just had Tamra Judge on and I thought she was really open and warm and interesting. I don't know. I'm always surprised. I'm going to have Brandi Glanville on next week. I'm excited to talk to her.
Ooh, that's like a good one. Yeah, I love Marlo and I would love to talk to Tamra too. I feel like she would be a good guest to have.
Because she'd be a great guest.
Yeah, she's open. For example, the Toms were like great guests to have. You know, like they said just enough without saying too much because, you know, I think you could be an interesting guest without being controversial, without saying controversial things.
You just reminded me that when I was interviewing Tom Schwartz one time, he goes, you know, Kate, he just like trailed off. I think he probably has ADHD, which I my daughter has it. So it just warms my heart. He kind of trailed off and he said, you know, I was just at the CVS and I went into the makeup section and I got myself some mascara. And I have to say, I really like the way my eyes look with mascara. And I was just like, this is such a strange, hilarious, like funny, authentic moment. Like he's a great guest in that way. I feel like you would be great to interview James Kennedy. Like I would like to figure out, like he's a hard nut to crack. That would be interesting.
Have you ever interviewed him?
No. Mm-mm. I think he was mad at me too because I referred to his arms as like angel hair spaghetti arms.
Oh God.
And I find that's the weird thing is like sometimes those reality stars,
so sensitive.
They get mad
so
at the
sensitive.
Dumbest stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's what I'm
you
saying.
Just like slept with someone's girlfriend on the like the hood of a car, right? But you're upset about spaghetti arms. Like, I wish I had spaghetti arms. That sounds like an amazing. Like, I would wear a ton of tank tops if that were the truth. You know what I mean? Like, if that's your hill to die on, that's strange.
Yeah, I think now I need to know like why Craig is mad at me. It's probably for the Kristen Cavallari stuff, but
oh yeah, that's probably what it is. Only because for them it's like putting out fires all the time.
Yeah.
So that came out and he was probably like, "Oh, I don't think Paige cared. I really don't. I think he didn't want to upset Kristen." And
no, I agree with that. I totally agree with that 100%. And the only reason I posted about it, honestly, was for Paige. Like, I'm always going to stand on the side of the woman, you know? If she doesn't know what's going on and she's dating this guy, I don't want her. And I have no allegiance towards Paige. We're not friends. We're nothing. And, but to me, like, if I put myself in her shoes and I'm dating a guy and think it's going great and he's hooking up with someone else, like,
yeah,
I want someone to tell me. And, like, maybe I should have told her privately, but we didn't have that kind of relationship at the time. You know, I don't like to reach out to celebrities or even reality stars really until they reach out to me. So I wasn't going to be like, hey, girl, you know.
Did you get any response from Kristen? Was she upset about it at all?
Well, she won't come on my show.
Oh.
And she's been asked.
She'll come
around. So I'm pretty sure she's upset. But, you know, I never really, you know, I get it. Listen, I get it. You know, I'm going to always ask for the guests that are, I think that my audience would want to hear from, even if I posted about them. And if they say no, like, I get it. I get why you're saying no. I would say no to certain, you know, shows too. 100%. I'm not like, I'm not mad at her for it. I get it.
This is my message always to the reality starts, et cetera. And before I was a podcast host, I did crisis media litigation for law firms. So I'm the person you call in a crisis. Like, how do I handle this? And I always say to them, why would you let someone else tell the story for you? You take your power back, tell your story. So hiding from things, I think, only does a disservice to yourself. So she should come on and she should tell her story.
But she did tell it and she wasn't telling the truth, I don't think. That's what I was saying. I was kind of like saying to her, like, you're not telling the whole story. But at that point, it was only because she said that it wasn't true, which is why I rebutted. Because I knew for 100% fact. And then, okay, now fast forward to a year later, he's admitting he hooked up with her, right? Didn't he admit it?
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the show. So, you're right.
But, and him and Paige weren't serious. But the point is, like, I wasn't lying given the information I received. And I think she was saying I was lying or it wasn't true.
Can we go back in the archives? At that point in her life, was she in a relationship with someone else? I'm just trying to think of, like, why would she want to squelch that story? Was it because maybe Jay was giving her a hard time or she had an agent that said, you know, keep your life private? Something maybe going on in the sidelines that we just didn't even know, you know, we wouldn't know about.
Yeah, no, she was completely single. She was actually linked to Austin because they were doing during quarantine. Yeah. And people were linking them together because on the lives, they were looking very flirty.
That's right. Now, that's right.
She, I think, originally did like Austin and she went for Austin. Mm. And I don't know the reason, but he kind of said, let's just stay friends. So then she kind of bounced to Craig after that. So maybe that's why.
Do you think that's possible?
Yes, I know it's true. Yes.
Really?
Let me say, I don't know, like, if the way I'm explaining it is accurate, but something to that effect did happen. And it happened before our eyes. Like, she was on live flirting with Austin in front of us all. And then she hooked up with Craig after that.
I feel like she would refer to those months as her period of exploration, maybe, like, coming off of being with a guy that seems to have been squelching her personality, diminishing it, that she, it's like my sister who got a divorce and she, like, went bananas for a year, right? I always say the horniest people in the world are ovulating women and women that just got a divorce. Men too, pretty much. But, like, you just make shitty decisions because you're like, oh my God, like, I'm out, I'm free, I'm dating, like, I want to make stuff happen. So maybe, like, she'll do an interview with you in, like, 6 months and go, oh my God, I was, like, I was a mess then, but, like, it's all, and laugh about it now.
I want to just say, you know, everything that I just said, I want to just, like, tie it up with a pretty bow and say I don't think there was anything wrong in her actions whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, but, sure. Yeah.
I agree. Like, I'm not trying to shame her for having fun or hooking up. But like you said, maybe there was a reason behind the scenes. And I don't think it had anything to do with Jay because they were well separated at this point. I think maybe it was from a PR perspective. Maybe she didn't want to be linked to all reality stars, which I totally get. Like, I get all that. I'm not faulting her for feeling that way. I get it.
Or maybe it was like, oh, like I'll just go on and like stoke this fire a little bit. And then she realized like how insane the Bravo fans are. Right. And she was like, yeah, I don't want any part of this insanity. Like, this is too much for me. Because when she was a big star on Laguna Beach, like people didn't have access to all these apps. Right. And so maybe that was like a windfall. You hook up with somebody on Southern Charm and next thing you know, you're like, I cannot even like go through my phone because it's blowing up.
No, yeah, yeah, that's such a good point. And, you know, she also, she has like a good career ahead of her, you know, like she's been popular for a really long time. Like she has staying power. So I can understand if exactly what you described is not part of her career trajectory. So I get it. Like I get like why she would not want to go public with those dalliances. That's like my new word for like everything. It's like a dalliance because like we don't know if they really hooked up, but they were like seen flirting and they obviously like were attracted to each other. So it's like a dalliance. So I get it. So, I mean, you know, I hope she hears this and
I do too.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I apologize. I don't ever want to make anyone upset. And if she had reached out to me personally, which she didn't. Other people reached out to me. But if she had reached out to me personally, you know, I would have probably taken the post down. I wasn't trying to post to antagonize her. I was just posting the information that I received, which was that she hooked up with Craig, which winded up actually being proven to be true.
Yeah, she might say to you, it's all water under the bridge.
I don't know. I think she's pissed, but whatever. I get it. I'm apologizing. Let's move on anyway from that. Let's quickly talk about the ever mysterious. This is something else that also, like, I don't know why, like, I get so wrapped up in figuring out these celebrity mysteries. Like usually like I get so much information that I don't have time to really like get hung up on anything specific, but for some reason this one couple, like I need to figure out what's going on, and that's Zach Braff and Florence Pugh. So she was seen in Ibiza with Will Poulter. So Florence was seen on the beach, pictures in Daily Mail and pictures from a party of the opening of, I think, an opening of a hotel or a club. And if I said the name, everyone recognized it. They were opening it in Ibiza. They were there partying. And rumors started to fly, like, what's going on with her and Zach? And these rumors come up all the time. I asked someone. I said, what's going on with Florence and Zach? And the statement they gave me, I reposted on my account. So you guys can go back. I'll put it in highlights. But it basically said that they're on and off a lot, right? So I received this message after I was posting everything on Instagram, speculating about their relationship, Zach and Florence's. And the message says, I never spot celebs, but when I saw the message about Zach and Florence broken up, I had to write in. I spotted them last Saturday, May 14th, at the Soho House in Malibu. They were on the beach. She was in a bikini, a bold red lip, and large earrings. When I spotted her and did a double take, she shielded her face with a sun hat. But they seemed happy, enjoying a low-key beach day. Now, I received that information via anonymous submission on my email, and I didn't post it. And then somebody subsequently sent me this message, saw Zach and Florence together last weekend at the Soho House in Malibu, having a long lunch over many drinks and looking very happy. Said hi to a few friends that passed by. He introduced her as his girlfriend. So this is May 14th, which was last weekend. And I went back and asked the person who sent the last message I read if it was, in fact, the same weekend. And she said yes. So as of May 14th, actually, that was 10 days ago because it's the 24th. As of May 14th, they were still very much together. I don't know what's going on with them. I can never get a straight answer from someone.
I think you said it in the beginning. They're always off and on. I mean, the thing is, he's like over 40 now, right? And she's much younger.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think those relationships are tricky, right? He hasn't been married yet. So maybe he doesn't really want to be with just one person.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to be an ageist. I feel like age is just a number. If they like get along together and jive, like who are we to say, like, you know, she's 24 and he's 44. Like,
oh, she's 24. Oh,
she's in her 20s. She might be 26.
I thought she was a little bit older. Oh, I was thinking she was. Oh, I thought for some reason I thought she was a little bit older. So she might be at that age where it's like, okay, well, I kind of want to get married and have kids because it's a very real thing. But not the 24. No.
I mean, she might be a little bit older, but she's definitely in her 20s.
She should be out dating everybody she can. That's like a great time. Like, make it happen. Enjoy it.
No, I totally agree. I would
do it too. I'd be like, then I'd go to Spain and make out with somebody there. Like,
in Ibiza, totally. You.
And also, if she's wearing a bikini with a red lip and some hoops with a big sun hat, like, live it, girl. Do
no,
it.
I love her. There was also a picture of her on Instagram. She was on somebody else's Instagram and she was in Ibiza sunbathing topless, but her hands were over her chest, so you didn't see anything. But the friend posted that picture on Instagram and I was like, you go, girl. You live your best
Seriously.
Life.
Seriously. I wish I could do that right now. Go outside in a bikini and not wearing a top. I would if I could, but I don't think that's a good situation. No.
Yeah.
I bet, like, breastfed children. No one wants to see that. So she should do that all day long.
Yeah. So I want to just quickly end with Paul Rudd.
Ugh. So
Oh,
dreamy.
God. Oh, I thought you were going to say... Some you go, oh, so I thought it was gonna be bad.
No, I mean, he is like he seems like the greatest, doesn't age, hilarious, everybody likes him. Who has ever said a bad thing about Paul?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. People have said. So I posted about so I've heard a lot about Paul Rudd over the past 2 years. Some things I don't share because I just don't want to ruin people's impression of him.
Right.
Just as your reaction tells, like, that's the main population's reaction is what you just said. So
yeah,
I had posted a message about someone saying nothing bad, you know, just that, like, he wasn't such a great guy, that, you know, he's not exactly as he's portrayed. And it started like a windstorm of Paul Rudd submissions. Let me read this one. I mean, it's funny. It's not even bad. So somebody says, back in 2012, me and some friends saw Paul Rudd drinking and playing something like magic. Our two groups were the only ones in the bar. After 30 minutes or so, I got the courage to go over there and walked over and offered to buy him and his friends a shot. He didn't even look up from his hand and he said, fuck off. I was shocked.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
I was shocked because at the time we were broke and fresh out of college, offering to buy this famous actor a shot in appreciation for his work. I walked away super sad. An hour or so later, one of his friends walked up and apologized by saying, hey, man, sorry about him. That's just the way he is. And walked away. Here's another one. Just to chime in on Paul Rudd, this is more recent. I live on his block. He moved in a couple weeks ago. Not unfriendly, but definitely not the friendly guy the press makes you want to believe. Years ago, my boss's wife had a small role in Clueless. She said he was moody. When he first got Sexiest Man, the same person made a comment about how shouldn't personality be part of what makes someone sexy, and that he really only beams when around other stars. I personally saw him at Sundance 1 year and didn't approach because he really did not appear to welcome fans. And then let me just read one more. Somebody says, I bet you're inundated with folks defending Paul Rudd. And that's true. I was inundated with a lot of messages about how wonderful he is. But this person says, he was a sweetheart to both me and my brother separately. I met him at a bar in Hell's Kitchen and joked around with him and his friends all night. My brother was a bartender at a hotel bar and Rudd talked to him for hours and asked him questions and generally seemed interested in what he had to say. My brother said he was the one who had to end the interactions because he had to get back to work. So in conclusion, Paul Rudd is a human being. He has good days and bad days, just like the rest of us. And we, you know, maybe we shouldn't just assume that
could have been a shitty day. Could have been a shitty, shitty day. He had a bad call with an agent, his wife, who knows? Yeah.
Yes. What have you heard anything about him? Like,
no, that he's lovely.
Yeah.
Just really, really easy to work with and a great professional. So, but I mean, like you said, everybody's human. I mean, everybody freaks out. Even Jennifer Garner, I'm sure, has her days where she's the jerk.
I don't think she does. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think
I like her, but
I've never heard anything bad about her. I used to not like her until I started this account, and everyone I've received only messages about how wonderful and genuine she was. And I didn't like her because I didn't think she wasn't wonderful and genuine. I thought there was just something off about her, that she was too good to be true. But apparently it's true. Apparently it's true.
I think she's just like a theater kid, right, from high school, who is from a wholesome family, who happens to live in a major city and is part of an industry that is typically filled with life suckers. So she's like an anomaly because she has not let go of her core values.
You're probably right. Okay, well, that's all I have today. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on.
You.
It was great Thank talking you. You again 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
And look at that. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Reality Life with Kate Casey, anywhere where you listen to podcasts, Instagram at Kate Casey CA, TikTok, it's Kate Casey, Twitter, Kate Casey, Patreon, bonus episodes, Kate Casey, or CBS. I'm usually there.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at demois.